It's the early 1900s. California's economy and population began to boom. There were many reasons for this, but one of the main ones was the discovery of oil. As California began to grow, many people saw opportunities to invest in the land. One company, the California Development Company, formed in 1896, sought to irrigate the Coachella Valleys. The engineers got to work, with a plan to create controlled flow from the Colorado River. Unfortunately, the engineers miscalculated the strength and variability of the Great River, and the canals they created overflowed and broke into the valley. For years, the Colorado River flooded into the deepest points of the valley. In 1907, the flooding was finally fixed, but not before the creation of a 13 by 35 mile lake. All the water had settled into the Salton Basin and formed California's largest lake, the Salton Sea. The California Development Company took a lot of heat from this accident and disbanded in 1911. For decades, no one knew what to do with the lake, so it sat there. For decades, untouched. Now for a little information on how the lake evolved over all those years. As it was filling up, the floodwaters picked up all of the natural salt from the desert. So even though the river was fresh water, the lake turned out to be salt water. The Salton Sea also had no natural inflow of water. It's a desert. If there were natural rivers or rain, then it wouldn't be much of a desert. The only water it received was runoff from agricultural irrigation. This water was full of chemicals, like pesticides and herbicides. And guess what? More salt. This continued for decades, and it's still happening today. But more on that later. During the 1950s, Palm Springs started to see a lot of success as a getaway resort for many people who lived in the busy cities. So developers in the area saw the opportunity to profit off of the nearby Salton Sea. Hotels and beaches were created off of the shores of the Salton Sea. Without much thought, the area became a resort that was advertised as the Miracle in the Desert. The development led to an increase in visitors, and as we do, pollution. Also, as a side note, the military began to build bases on the north of the lake. It was used as a testing site for many military weapons and vehicles. There isn't much on the topic, but I imagine it led to some dangerous pollution of chemicals, because within just 20 years, the military bases were abandoned and closed off to the public. Anyways, back to the resorts. Unbeknownst to the developers, the lake was already in the process of becoming increasingly saline and toxic. In an effort to attract more visitors, the lake was stocked with game fish. This also occurred without much thought, because aside from the algae and small insects, no other creatures existed in the lake. With no natural predators, the fish populations boomed, which attracted a variety of birds, and so the bird population boomed. As these animal populations grew, the amount of visitors declined due to the lake becoming smelly and salty. Without the money coming in anymore, the developers abandoned their miracle in the desert. The absence of people allowed the animal populations to grow even more. The Salton Sea quickly became one of the country's largest and most diverse avian habitations, with over 400 documented species of bird. So here we are now, with the Salton Sea still getting saltier. And before I get into the side effects of the lake that the lake is having, I would like to go over some of the absurd quirks of this lake. This lake is a unique situation, and because of that, it results in some unique quirks. So here we go. The first is that many beaches of the Salton Sea are made up not of sand, but dried fish bone. Yup, dead, dried, pulverized fish skeletons. This is due to the fact that the large population of fish started rapidly dying off when salinity levels reached a certain point. The lake is now saltier than the seawater, and it causes large waves of fish death. But why does it end up on shore? Fish die all the time in lakes, and they don't end up on shore. Well, remember how I mentioned the fish were stocked into the lake with no other natural predators? That also included any forms of bottom feeders. As you may recall from 7th grade biology, when a dead fish sinks to the bottom, it is eaten by bottom feeders, like crabs or worms. But in the case of the Salton Sea, they just wash up on shore to dry and accumulate. The next quirk is the smell. The large amount of algae and bacteria that flow into the lake from the surrounding agriculture leads to a stench that is unique to the lake. Some people have said it smells like eggs. Another quirk are the mud volcanoes that form on the shore. The reason the lake formed in that specific spot is because it is a low point in the valley. And the reason it's a low point is because it's right on a fault line. Yes, the Salton Sea is right on top of the San Andreas Fault. The active fault line means that there is often hot gases that accumulate under the sea. And when those hot gases escape, they bubble up through the muddy shoreline and cause really wicked looking mud volcanoes. Look it up. It's really strange to see. Okay, so now I'll go into the effects we are experiencing today because of the negligence toward the Salton Sea. As the sea shrinks, because it has no natural inflow, it is leaving behind dried up lake beds that are polluted with chemicals. These lake beds dry up and become dust areas that affect the air quality. The people who live nearby are affected by this, and it gets worse and worse, and their health does too. Breathing complications are now common for the people that live nearby. Another effect we must consider is the large biodiversity of the lake. It will cease to exist if the lake keeps shrinking. All those birds will die off. It doesn't help that the Salton Sea supports 30% of the remaining American white pelican. So what can be done to help the situation? Well, for one, we can share the story of the Salton Sea, as many people don't even know it exists. And two, we can support many of the programs that are popping up to help find solutions to counter the shrinking of the Salton Sea. Many of these programs are going to become policies, and we have to be ready to vote when those policies arise. We are quickly running out of time. As the Salton Sea shrinks and disappears, so will the people and the animals affected by it. The sea will be forgotten, and if we forget, we will be doomed to make the same mistake again.